This is TWiT.
Today, the FCC voted to adopt rules that require all U.S. carriers and some app developers to implement support for text-to-911 services by the end of the year, 2014. Major carriers already allow Americans to text 911 where it's available, but smaller carriers will have to comply by this new deadline, and they'll also have to rely on emergency response centers to deploy the infrastructure necessary to receive emergency texts. The FCC says more than 100 911 call centers are already accepting emergency texts, but that only covers portions of 16 states, although all of Vermont and Maine, I guess they're special. The requirements also apply to interconnected text messaging providers. That would be something like Apple's iMessage, where users can use their phone number over iMessage. But apps like Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp may not face the same requirements, at least not now. It's also not really a hard deadline. Once the year ends, carriers and app devs will have 6 months to implement text to 911 support when asked to do so by any 911 call center. FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler announced today that he's asking all large U.S. wireless carriers to explain exactly how they decide when to slow down download speeds for some customers. After specifically questioning number one U.S. carrier Verizon Wireless about its plan to throttle customers on unlimited data plans after October 1st. Verizon has defended the practice. They call it a narrow, widely accepted and lawful way to manage their networks. Wheeler told reporters that, quote, "All the kids do it was never something that worked for me when I was growing up. My concern in this instance," and it's not just with Verizon, by the way, we've written to all the carriers, "is that it's moving from a technology and engineering issue to a business issue, such as choosing between different subscribers based on your economic relationship with them." Some breaking news for a Friday. U.S. District Judge Lucy Coe has struck down a $324 million settlement that was reached between most of the class action plaintiffs and defendants in an ongoing Silicon Valley wage theft antitrust lawsuit involving Apple, Google, Intel, and Adobe. Judge Coe writes, quote, "This court has lived with this case for nearly 3 years, and during that time, the court has reviewed a significant number of documents in adjudicating. Anyway, you know what I mean. Not only the substantive motions, but also the voluminous sealing requests. Having done so, the court cannot conclude that the instant settlement falls within the range of reasonableness." Obviously, I should never play a judge for Halloween. Judge Coe says that she bases her rejection by comparing the $324 million settlement sum to a settlement back in 2013 with three other defendants in the wage theft lawsuit, Intuit, Lucasfilm, and Pixar. Remember that? Coe argues that the settlement figure should have been at least $380 million. Case might go to court now. Following a Bloomberg report that some Apple products such as iPads and MacBooks had been banned by the Chinese government for procurement lists due to security concerns, the Central Government Procurement Center, as well as the Finance Ministry, says, well, Apple never applied to be on that list in the first place. Quote, "Even though Apple has the certification for energy-saving products, it has never provided the necessary verification material and agreements according to the regulations," said a Finance Ministry fax sent to Reuters last night. Chinese regulators did recently launch an anti-monopoly probe into Microsoft after China said in May it would also ban Microsoft's Windows 8 OS. The Central Procurement Agency did recently delist foreign antivirus software vendors Symantec and Kaspersky Lab due to security concerns, according to the state-run Xinhua news agency. But apparently, China says Apple, it never happened. Ad Age reports that Google is set to begin testing a new method of targeting tablet and smartphone users that connects the separate tracking mechanisms that follow what people do on mobile devices and in mobile apps, respectively. They're citing people familiar with the matter over at Ad Age. The targeting method relies on Google's 2 million plus network of third-party sites and its mobile app network AdMob, which is able to track and serve ads to users on hundreds of thousands of mobile apps across Apple's iOS and Google's Android mobile OSs. Google's also making some ad moves in music as well, and it's testing something called Listen Now ads with Spotify, Rhapsody, and Apple's recently acquired Beats Music. Users can search for the name of a musical artist, and Google will then display ads. They're grouped together under a Listen Now label, which promote music services, including Google's own Google Play. Music services previously could have bought ads like this, but the grouping and the display and the labeling, all new. Facebook made some changes to its platform policies that probably aren't going to be liked by some app creators because it stops app creators from asking users to like their page in order to view things like special videos or win prizes or other giveaways. The policy change means that Facebook-linked apps will have to get people to like them, you know, because they like them, not because they've been monetarily incentivized to or otherwise. The ban on like incentives for app pages goes into effect on November 5th. Developers can still give incentives for other behaviors, such as logging in with their Facebook account or checking into a store location on Facebook. They can also offer promotions and contests. They just can't ask users to like a page in order to participate in them. I mentioned Star Trek, Star Trek star and internet darling. He really is one. You follow him on Twitter, George Takei. He's a lot of fun. He starred in a recent YouTube video where he receives a full physical exam given by a doctor with a smartphone. This is 100% real. Takei talks to all the innovators in the video who are creating biotechnology and gets a full exam using just a smartphone and a few extra accessories. He's testing a electrocardiogram device that uses your iPhone case to measure your heart rate, for example, an iPhone attachment that can take pictures of your inner eardrum to make sure you don't have damaged hearing, and an ultrasound device that checks your arteries for clogging. I hope George is feeling nice and healthy after that.